have three or four motions that we need to consider and approve or not. The first one is a discussion on the board serving as the medical committee. I'll move these and just get a second to make the process go a little faster. That we grant survivor benefits under the provisions of Article 6243A-1, Section 6-0.06. I think that's A2. Correct me, Josh. I'm having a hard time reading.
It's O-2.
Okay, dash 2. Okay. I'll move approval. Does anybody want to? We have a second for that.
I'll second. It's Susan.
Okay, Susan, second. Any opposed to approving that? Okay. Then it's approved. I'm just pulling up here. The second one was the approval of the new appointees to the Investment Advisory Committee. A move that we appoint Mr. Velasco and Daya with terms ending December 31, 2021. Do I have a second for that?
I'll second Bill Gilbert.
Okay, I think Gilbert got first, so we'll get Gilbert second. Any opposed to that? Nope, that's approved. And then the recommended, the third one, and Josh, let me know. It's recommended combined motion for Vista 7 and Lone Star that we recognize when the additional investments in private assets are not in compliance with the investment policy statement, or nevertheless believe certain additional investments are prudent in order to both preserve and possibly increase the value of such assets, as well as to facilitate the liquidation of such assets. Therefore, the board authorizes the executive director in her discretion to consummate loans of up to $7.1 million to the Lone Star Investment Advisor Funds and an additional investment of up to $18.1 million for the Vista 7 assets. Do I have a second for that?
I second.
Oh, that's Tina. Okay, thank you, Tina. Does anybody oppose?
Hey, Bill, can we clarify that the Lone Star advances are kind of senior advances, just so there's no ambiguity about that?
Okay, so to include that in the resolution?
Yeah.
Josh, can you add that? Can we add that somewhere in there? Loan?
Yeah, we'll call them senior loans of up to $7.1 million.
Okay, that's a good amendment, Nick. Okay, with that amendment, does anybody oppose it? Okay. If not, it is approved. Let me see. Do we have anything else before we go to the supplemental meeting? I don't.
Just the executive director's report.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kel. I don't want to miss that.
Oh, I'm sure you don't. It's very exciting. So you have your NCBRS monitor report for July, which is attached. As far as open records requests go, we did receive one from a member that has been answered and closed. Operational response to COVID, we are still in the same place we were a month ago. Really, we have no change. We're following the Dallas County guidance. The office is ready for everyone to come back as soon as the world is ready for everyone to come back. John Holt has done a great job with getting everything kind of in place and ready as soon as we're able to do that. So that's where we currently are.
What are other boards of the city doing? Are any of them meeting in person, or are they all virtual at this stage?
So the city had a three-part reopening plan in place that started July 8th, and I don't know if they've amended that, but they presented this three-part plan. Started June 8th, where a third of the staff would come back at that time, and then 2 weeks later another third, and then another third. And the first page of their plan said they needed to have 14 days of reduced cases. And that obviously has not happened, but they went ahead with the plan. So as far as I know, the city is phasing people back in. ERF had people rotating in, and then they needed to pull back on that just because of a situation. So I'm not sure if they're back at all or not. But I think, you know, since we're really office workers, it's working for us, and it seems to be working for our members to continue as we are.
Yeah, no, I agree. Is the city council meeting in person, or are they doing it virtually?
You know, I don't know, Josh. Do you know?
I think they're doing it virtually. I don't know what they're going to do. They're on break now for July. I don't know what they're going to do starting in August. Probably they'll be the same as us, sort of seeing where things are and seeing what people's, comfort is.
Okay.
I did attend one of their government finance committee meeting. I was asked to attend that on a supplemental plan funding policy, and that was completely virtual. And that was right after the board meeting last month.
Okay, I guess we are virtual until we change that otherwise.
Right.
Okay, so we're ready to adjourn the regular meeting. I'll move so. Somebody second that?
I second. Susan.
Susan, thank you. Anybody oppose? No, we're adjourned on the regular meeting. We'll just have the supplemental meeting. The two items are the approval of the minutes and the approval of the consent agenda, which are two retirements in the supplemental plan. Anybody have any comments or questions? I would move approval of both of those. Somebody second that, please?
I'll second. It's Gilbert.
Thank you, Gilbert. Anybody opposed? No. Then we are ready to adjourn the meeting. I'll motion that. Does somebody want to second that?
I'll second, Gilbert.
Okay, Gilbert, thanks. Anybody oppose? We are adjourned.